told him all the story. Mama told me why she sewed and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, January 19th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American singer and songwriter Dolly Parton. Born in 1946 in Locust Ridge, a remote area in rural Sevier County, Tennessee, the fourth in a family of 12 children. Dolly has described her family as being dirt poor, noting that her father paid the doctor who delivered her with a bag of oats. She outlined her family's poverty in her early songs, such as Coat of Many Colors and In the Good Old Days When Times Were Bad. They lived in a rustic one-room cabin in Locust Ridge, just north of the Greenbrier Valley in the Great Smoky Mountains. Music, especially church music, played an important part in her early life. Her earliest public performances began when she was six in the Pentecostal church pastored by her grandfather. At seven, she started playing a homemade guitar, and the next year her uncle bought her her first real one. The day after she graduated from high school in 1964, she moved to Nashville. Her initial success came as a songwriter shortly after her arrival, and she has remained a musical phenomenon for more than 50 years. Also known as an actress and author, a businesswoman, and a philanthropist, after achieving success as a songwriter for others, she made her album debut in 1967 with a collection titled Hello, I'm Dolly. With steady success during the remainder of the 60s, both as a solo artist and with a series of duet albums with Porter Wagoner, her sales and chart peak came during the 70s and continued into the 80s. In the 90s, her sales dropped off a bit. However, in the new millennium, Dolly has achieved commercial success all over again and has released albums on independent labels since 2000, including her own, Dolly Records. She is the most honored female country performer of all time, achieving 25 Recording Industry Association of America certified gold, platinum, and multi-platinum awards. She has had 25 songs reach number one on the Billboard country music charts, a record for a female artist shared with Reba McEntire. She has 41 career top 10 country albums, a record for any artist, and she has 110 career charted singles over the past 40 years. All-inclusive sales of singles, albums, hits collections, and digital downloads during her career have topped 100 million worldwide. She has garnered 9 Grammy Awards, 2 Academy Award nominations, 10 Country Music Association Awards, 7 Academy of Country Music Awards, 3 American Music Awards, and is one of only 7 female artists ever to win the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year Award. She has been nominated for Grammys an astonishing 47 times. Her non-musical ventures include Dollywood, a theme park in Pigeon Forge in the Smoky Mountains, as well as her efforts on behalf of childhood literacy, particularly her Imagination Library, as well as Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede and her Pirates Voyage Dinner and Show. In 1998, Nashville Business ranked her as the wealthiest country music star alive, and as of 2017, her net worth is estimated to be $500 million. Dolly is loved by millions for her down-home wit and her honesty, especially about herself. And her advice to others? Find out who you are, honey, and then do it on purpose. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 19th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.